Ladies and gents, welcome back. It's episode 48 of the Velocity Podcast. Happy Wednesday to Mr. Craig Rimmer.
Unless you're listening to this and it's Thursday, in which case, happy Thursday. But yeah, happy Wednesday to you.
Or Friday.
All the days yeah, work.
All the days are fine. Should we start this one again?
Yeah, let's do it. No, we're good. Keep going. Hello, everybody. Hope you're well. Yeah, welcome to the podcast. I am back from a beautiful week away in Tunisia, and my good friend David, you held the fort for me, so well done. Thank you for doing that. I came back to a business that still works, which was very
It still just about works. I tried not to mess it up. That made me think of one of the most powerful, and it's almost tongue-in-cheek, but it's genuine, bits of advice that we had from a coach that we've worked with for nearly a year now. And after we'd done some stuff, he said, look, my number one advice to you boys, just don't do anything fucking stupid. And so sometimes you just need to keep doing what you're doing because everything's going nicely and you can be your own worst enemy. So yeah, I managed that on my own for a while.
Well done for not fucking everything up. I appreciate you.
And on that note, actually, transition to a more kind of what's going on in our world takes me straight on to this Friday. We're doing a live workshop for our clients called the Community Campaign. Got the name of it for a second. But also, we're having Mr. Dan Martin of Total Mental Performance come in and do a talk on smashing through self-sabotage, which I'm really looking forward to because we see it so much that when we chat to trainers in our program on a daily and weekly basis, and we also chat to people that are sort of in our world but not a client, and so often it's people getting in their own way. And it's actually, you've got everything you need. You've got all the minerals, but actually it's just your head. You just need to address a few beliefs and you'll smash it. And that sometimes it's already there, isn't it? But they're standing in their own way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So Total Mental Performance, let's just riff on them for 2 minutes because those guys are awesome. We have a collaboration with a few different companies and people at Velocity.
You know, when you've made it in business is when you can start using the word collab. Yeah, we do some collabs.
If you don't collab, then who the fuck are you, really?
Yeah, you don't exist.
It's collabs and thick business cards, and then you've got it down.
Yeah, and then t-shirts probably after that.
Yeah, that's definitely third. So Total Mental Performance are a brilliant company set up by a guy called Kieran O'Neill, based out in Dubai. And they basically are the go-to people for managing your mindset if you want to become a fitpreneur. You know, if you want to be somebody that grows a successful health and fitness business, there are certain things that are going to massively benefit you when it comes to understanding your own mind, your own limitations, your own self-limiting beliefs. And these guys have become really the go-to people for being able to solve that. And we are very lucky and very happy to be able to work with them fairly regularly. And they come in and they'll give talks to our coaches. They'll do some much more personalized work with some of the guys in the higher end of our program. And they'll do some great talks for the guys in our main program and talk on various different parts of, you know, their program and how that can help our guys in the team. And it's been quite influential for a lot of people, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were chatting to a small group of coaches this morning. Every 6 months, we get our clients into what we call a macro review. And we ask them a series of questions. It's an opportunity to zoom out. And one of those questions, one of my favorite parts of it, is I ask them, over the last 6 months, what have you done that you're most proud of? And we get some cool stuff like, you know, I built this business, I've brought this many people into my world, and I've navigated this challenge, blah, blah, blah. And then the follow-up question, which speaks to the development of character, development of the person behind the business, is what does that win say about you? And the caveat is that you have to answer that question with the words I am. And what I love about it is the journey of going on a business, and we can speak to this ourselves as well, the journey that we've been on and we're on together, is the result of the work that you do is the person that you become. And the person you become is just a combination of all the characteristics and traits that you collect along the way. And so, in order to be calm, to be assured, to be focused, to be confident is a result of the work that you do. And I think the guys at TMP do a great job at facilitating the mental work, the psychological work that has to be done in order to realize some of that stuff.
Mm. It's all, do you know what also always amazes me about listening to Total Mental Performance and the stuff that they do is that they'll pick one theme, which is seemingly a relatively niche idea, and we'll have 40, 50, 60 people in the room, and 90% of them will put their hand up and say that they're struggling with it. Mm-hmm. And that really highlights that, you know, if you're listening to this and you struggle with, let's pick a few things out. If you struggle with imposter syndrome, if you struggle with the psychology of money and talking about money, if you struggle with self-sabotage, then you are absolutely not on your own, because these guys make a business out of talking about a few hand-picked specific things. And every fucker that listens is struggling with it. So you really are not on your own.
And I was going to ask you this question. I'll answer it first to give you a bit of time to have a think. But I was thinking about how have we changed personally as a result of the work that we've done over the last, you know, we could look at the last 2.5-3 years since Velocity, as you know it now, was born. And I think one of the things, it's more recently, perhaps in the last 6 months or so, but it's learning to be more myself publicly. And I think you and I as trainers, back in 2007 when we qualified, our audience, our avatar, were, you know, professionals, and we were young 20 somethings, right? And we were mostly immature at heart, coming out of university and whatnot, and we were like entering this world of running a business and learning how to be professional. And I think at heart, we weren't that person yet. And so we end up playing this role. Well, this is what I've reflected on, playing this role of like pretending to be this very well-spoken and very articulate and knowledgeable character. And then we had this kind of fun-loving uni like identity that was very separate to my work. And I think what's happened now is that my identities have almost merged, and it's just much closer to one than it's ever been. And that started when we started to build Velocity together, and that the people that we attracted and the people that are still with us today are like, they know us for who we are. And we're like, we're just ourselves when we rock up on a call that's for coaching or that we're teaching on a subject. I think the next stage of that is social media, which is obviously the kind of almost the ultimate objective. If you can be totally you there, then I think you've won the game. But that's probably one trait, which I don't know what the right word for that is, but it's authenticity. It's kind of how genuine you are, something I'm still working on, but I think I've got better at.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think the other thing which sprung to mind in terms of things that have changed about us as people,
yeah,
is we both came from, we're pretty similar people. Like, we finish each other's sentences and whatnot, mispronunciate each other's words.
nice.
Get that Gervaisism in there. But this is one of the things where I think we were both very different, which was when we came into having built our own businesses and then come together to create Velocity. At one end of the spectrum, you had myself that would dot every single I and cross every single T and try and make everything so perfect that I would never finish it. And then your end of the spectrum, which was like, yeah, that's cool. That's good enough. Let's get it out there. And I think what's happened, and there's huge benefit to both of those things, and I think we're very lucky the fact that we came from either end of the spectrum, because what's happened over time for myself is I feel like I've found the middle. Like, I still want things to be, you know, good in terms of a marketing campaign or a message that I'm going to send somebody. I want it to be good, and I want it to do a really, really good job. But at the same time, I don't want to take all fucking day to do it. And I've got to learn that side of efficiency that you brought. And I think that you're probably, I hope you will agree that you've probably met in the middle with me as well, in that there's probably a bit more care into a couple of things that it's like previously would have just been thrown in there like an onion.
No, yeah, exactly. Your attention to details, very good. And that, I think that the thing is, we learn quickly that there are times for both.
Yeah.
And actually having both, and like, not to go too much on a segue or on a, you know, diversion with this, but there's like almost part of this conversation, you're tempting to say it's good to be that, or it's like, it's either that or it's that, like it's an opposite end of the spectrum, mutually exclusive kind of deal. But actually, I don't think it's not like, I think both traits are really, really good in different contexts. Learning to have both when you need them at the right time is the ultimate skill. To know when, actually, I don't need this to be uber like attention to detail. It doesn't need to be. I need speed. Whereas sometimes, like if we're writing a contract, for example, with that's something you should absolutely pay a lot of time and attention on. So I think we've definitely benefited from the exposure to the other end of the spectrum from each other, and then we're building our own like versatility in that particular skill. And I think there's other examples of that too.
That's really true. Do you know what? Quite funny, there's two things that have happened in this podcast that a couple of years ago I would have said, stop recording, we need to start again.
Yeah.
Whereas like now I'm like, it doesn't matter. Yes, my fucking email went off during the podcast. Sorry, everybody. Dave smashed his mic while he was talking. It doesn't matter. You guys are still going to get to hear this and understand it and get the message across. And that's what we're really here to do. So yeah, I think that's a really good point, actually. I hadn't thought about it like that, but there are certain tasks where you're more beneficial being the old me, and there's certain tasks where we're more beneficial being the old you. And it's maybe the thing that we've matured into is being able to decide which one of those two the specific task needs.
Yeah, absolutely. Because sometimes we have an idea and we're like, this is the big one. Like we need to go on this now. Like this we need to act. And sometimes we're like, you know what, we need to log it. Let's just make a little note, and it will resurface again at the right time, and we'll just nurture it a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's the right conclusion of it. But cycling right back round, you know, TMP. And really speaks to the person behind the business. So yeah, I'm equally grateful for their work and their contribution to what we do, because selfishly, this is a selfish thing. We want to provide the best service to our clients. And one realization that we both made was we can't, no matter how much we might have wanted to have been the expert in every single fucking field that we need to be for our clients, we're not. And it's much better and easier and faster to just find other people who are epic at certain things, just bring them into your world to some degree. And then you end up creating this kind of epic mastermind effect of like, yeah, if you come into our world, you get access to this and that and this and that and this and that. And it ain't all us. And we first learned that from Taki Moore, who built an amazing coaching program called Black Belt, when he's got all of these amazing people around him. He's like, I mean, I have no idea what these guys, like how they know what they know, but they're amazing. So just listen to them. And yet he's the head honcho.
It's almost like the Steve Jobs saying as well, right? Which is like hire people better than you. Kind of similar vibe to that. Like we can sit there and talk to our coaches and our clients and give them our understanding of, certain mental blocks that they might be having, or imposter syndrome, whatever it might be. And we will do that, of course, but we'll also then say, listen, you should really go and check out the training from Total Mental Performance, because these guys are the experts on it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can find people that are better than you and you can pay them to do it for you, then number one, you can carry on focusing on the things that you're best at, and you can keep applying yourself to that skill set, and you can provide a bigger and better service to your clients. And when you get to the right stage in your personal training business, you might want to consider doing a similar thing. Like if nutrition is not your thing at all, you're not passionate about it, you're not very knowledgeable, but you're doing pretty well in your business, perhaps finding a collaboration between you and a nutritionist is a good idea.
It's exactly what I was going to say. I get really excited when trainers reach that point in their journey, because it means that like we're quite, I think this is slightly contrarian to a lot of advice about avatars and stuff, but like you and me, if people are in their first year or two, we want them to get as much experience as possible. And you might be micro specialists, like you might run a particular promotion on a, you know, focusing on a particular individual because it will perform better when you do it online and socially. But actually, if you can get a nice range, you can work with the young, the old, the professionals versus like, you know, gen pop generally, like office workers, you can do work with some various different sports people, fat loss, you know, muscle gain, lots of different stuff. And then you've tasted all the things in the buffet, and you can then identify the stuff that you really, really like. And then, as you were saying, it's then the stuff that you don't quite really enjoy as much, but yet are still important, like nutrition is a good example, for example, like you said, or mobility. You're not a big mobility guy. You like the strength stuff. And we think, right, let me find someone who's amazing at that stuff, and let me have them either teach me or integrate themselves, or I integrate them into my program to talk, to educate, to instruct, to be part of the programming, to create stuff for my guys or my gals. And that, I love that, because it's only going to increase the hive mind that runs your business. It's just going to be a more powerful place to be.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just to further this point. It's the same thing when you're working on your business as well, guys. Like, if you're not a Canva specialist or you're not a graphic designer, please don't spend the next 12 hours creating a post for social media that's going to get a handful of likes and possibly a comment and a conversation start. Is it important to create? Yeah. But can you find someone that can create it in a tenth of the time for a very small fee? Absolutely. Like, find people that are better than you and hire them to do it for you. You've got to we're not naive enough to say that you can do that from day one. Like, you've got to get some revenue coming in and you've got to build the structure and the systems first. But once you've got that, get it outsourced to other people that spend their entire lives doing those things. Yeah. And don't waste your time trying to learn skills that aren't really directly comparable to the things that you're really good at and they're actually going to move the needle most in your business. Definitely, you know, something that I made the mistake with for quite a few years, where I was a bit of a skinflint and I wanted to hold on to every penny for myself. And what that meant I lost was focus and time.
Yeah.
And the value of those two things was so high comparative to paying someone 20 quid a month to make a couple of Canva templates for me.
75 hard. We've started it this week.
Yes.
Day three. Maybe we'll touch on this for a couple of minutes and we'll check in over the next few podcasts through our next, what is it? How many weeks are we doing? It's like 75 days. So it's like 8, 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Oh, I need a pee.
All the time.
All the time. I need one right now. Yeah, 4.5 liters a day is tough, but feels good. Yeah, feeling pretty good in general. Like two training sessions a day on the back of coming back from Tunisia and sitting on my ass for a week was a bit of a kick in the nuts, but settling into that a little bit now. So yeah, overall, pretty good, pretty excited. And like so many things, when I make a decision, and I know you're the same, when I make a decision to do something, that's the hardest bit. Doing it is actually so much easier because I've made my mind up now, I'm doing it. So it will get done. But yeah, actually getting to the point where I go, oh fuck, if I say I'm going to do this, that means the next 75 days are going to be very different. That was actually the hard bit.
I agree. It's really a fascinating mindset switch. And it always, when you go through these little things, and like we only just started, but the decision and the deliberation between you and me.
Ask me that again in a week. Sorry.
yeah. We'll check back. That's why I thought it'd be interesting to do this. Like, we'll check in and we'll just see how it's going and people can follow along. Yeah, there were two things that jumped out. Like, we chatted yesterday and said that the hardest thing is workouts, because our default, like, we've obviously got family, we've just got family, and that we want to give that time. And then we've got business and we love what we do, so we want to give a lot of time to that too. And oftentimes those two things will always come first. If there's family stuff that needs to happen, we'll be there. If it's business, we'll be there. And often in the past, you and I, we've fallen down the pecking order, like classic story of why personal trainers exist at the end of the day.
So yeah, we probably need a coach.
Yeah, we probably need a PT. So shout out to Michael, by the way, Michael Williams from our program, who's straight on my post about me starting it, saying, hey, do you want some support on this? Like, so fair play. No, so that was the first one. It's like, how important planning and prep is. Like, you can't do this type of thing on a whim. It needs to be planned. You need to think about your food and think about your training and when you're going to fit stuff around your schedule. So that's just like, just in my view, it won't work unless you plan ahead of time quite well. And so that's good. Like, it just reminds you of the power of it. And to your point, I have to agree in that prior to starting this, I had several motivations, but one of them was nutritionally, I wanted to tidy myself up. I got into a habit of drinking a glass of wine most nights with dinner, one or two glasses of wine, just because I really enjoy it. But it became a bit of a habit, and I wanted to prove to myself in a way that I could break it. And I was quite like, oh, do I do it? Do I not? I quite enjoy it. And I don't know whether it was my and some level low form of addiction or whether it was just actually, this is okay. I'm in control of this. And so I deliberated on that for ages. In addition to food, like no cheat meals. So I thought, I'm going to cut these meals out on these puddings or whatever. And I'm like, oh, can I do that? Do I want to do that? And then I was deliberating on that for a while. And then it got to a moment when you and I had this chat on the weekend, a couple of weekends ago, and we both made the decision. And as soon as I'm in it, I'm like, it's fine. I don't want for one at all. And I'm like, I'm in it. It's weird. Whereas before, I was really worried about it.
Yeah, it's one of the things about the human brain. Like when you've got options, it's really difficult. When you remove the options and you've given yourself one path, then you're in a pretty good position. The other thing to that is when you talk about preparation, the thing that I probably needed to do more of, this is that anybody else that's considering 75 hard, is make sure you tell your partner about what you're about to do.
Yeah.
She's like, what, are you fucking off to the gym again? Or are you going to play squash again? So I've had to let her know a couple of days in what this routine actually looks like. I'm like, I will be gone 150 times to train over the next 75 days. So there we go. All right,
let's wrap things up then. I hope you guys have enjoyed today's episode. We'll be back again very soon for another one, and we'll see you soon.
I'm off to empty my bladder. Take care, team.